All right, we are back for part two of our podcast of talking about red flags in relationships or in dating, or in dating. So we're just going to hop right into it, because if you already saw the first one, you know what we're talking about. So we ended up the last one, and I was saying before we peaced out on you guys, love bombing. Red flags of love bombing. Some of you are like, oh, I don't even know what that is. A lot of people don't know what love bombing is. I'm going to tell you what it is. By definition, love bombing is an attempt to influence a person by demonstrations of attention and affection. So some of you are probably like, well, shouldn't people do that when they're dating? Especially like women saying to men, shouldn't men do that when you're dating? Yes, but this is when love bombing is a bad thing, because love bombing literally means like they're going hard, all this attention, all these dates, all this fun, and you're like, oh my gosh, this has been so much fun, we spent so much time together, and then literally you get ghosted. You've been love bombed. It's on you real thick, because now you're in a state of confusion and they're in a state of manipulation. Yeah. Because you're like, well, we had such a great time, and now you feel obligated to chase after them because they really just swoon you with this love and this affection, this attention. And when this is really a problem is when someone's doing it and you are maybe someone who came out of previous relationships and you did not get attention and affection. And I want to let you all know, do not, and I mean this in the most respectful way possible, do not tell that next guy what the last guy did that was wrong. I'm letting y'all know that now. Don't do it. Why? Because he will do literally, the guy you're with now is going to do the bare minimum just to be a step above what the last guy was. So if you say, oh, he never gave me any attention, we never went out anywhere, he's gonna love bomb the mess out of you and then ghost you until you're like, but I need to talk to him because he does so much more than the last guy did. No, he's really not. He's manipulating you into thinking he's gonna do more than the last guy did. Then you're in this relationship with this guy now, and guess what? Now he's just manipulative all the time. And then you're back at square one, beauty. We don't want that for you. Mm-mm, don't get love bombed. It also happens in abusive relationships too.
Yeah. When
you or a female abuses you, most time it is known for males to do it. And then what they do is they will curse you out, hit you, cause whatever it is that the abuse that he's inflicting, and then he'll turn around and then buy all these lavish gifts and give you all of this love and affection. That's love bombing too. And stay far, 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 far away from it.
Yeah. So, hello, Medea's family reunion.
Yuck.
Oh man, this is funny because it's like every time you bring up one that's on your list, it's like, dang.
Oh.
This showed up in like every relationship. One of my relationships. This is what happened to me. It's absolutely crazy. But yeah, but it did make me think of one. And this is actually one that you've brought up to me before, where the person has not healed from trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have some form of trauma, but mm-hmm. it's like you, when they have not healed from the trauma, and then you now are having a relationship based on a trauma bond. Yeah, it's just like those unhealed wounds are going to show up in your relationship in one way or another, and you are going to be the, you know, on the receiving end of all of that baggage, all of that trauma that they have not dealt with. And mm-hmm. if you got some too, then y'all just in a party where neither one of y'all know how to communicate properly. You don't know how to communicate your feelings and what you're growing through and what you're experiencing because of your trauma. You don't know how to deal with them and their trauma because they won't express the, first of all, they haven't even expressed the trauma. And it's just one thing after the other until, you know, you are in a relationship with all y'all do is argue or manipulate each other to get out of each other what you want. And then it's just not a purposeful relationship at all.
It's so relationships that you see people in, and then they'll be like the people in the parking lot who are literally like arguing out loud in the parking lot. And you're like, wait, is this real? Are you guys legitimately fighting in the parking lot right now? Those are those trauma bond relationships, and both of them are like, both of them are equally a hot mess.
Yeah. Yuck. 'Cause you just wonder how, like, y'all can argue, and then now y'all got another baby on the way because they just took everything else away.
People, that brings up this is a red flag. We were actually together. People like, I like to argue for the makeup set. Y'all need to get out of that chokehold of a relationship you're in, because that is weird. And I'm calling it out. God, that don't sound nothing godly involved.
No.
But I hear people say it.
Don't you? Yeah.
And I had somebody ask me that one time. I was like, no, because when I'm mad, I'm mad. And I'm not trying to make up nothing.
Hello.
Not, especially through sex. I don't want you touching me if I'm upset. And then if we're good now, the first thing on my mind is not to be like, let's have sex for that argument we were in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, y'all in that weird, that kinky stuff, ain't you? Ain't you? You are. You're blasting. You're busting. I caught
you. Girl, you are sick. You're caught. Oh, man. Yeah. But,
another one that this is really like red flags that are kind of apparent now because they're all over the place and we see them all on the internet, because everybody, you know, aside from us, because our podcast is amazing. Everybody has a podcast and a microphone now. See, I don't have no microphone, so you know I'm speaking truth. I'm just kidding. But guys now are literally like everywhere on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. They're like, you know, if she's not listening to you, King, because you're an alpha male. And then they say something else, and then all I hear is cock-a-doodle-doo. And
ooh, girl. I'm
like, who let this nut out of the asylum? Because you sound crazy.
You sound
absolutely insane. Anytime a man comes to you and saying, you know, because I'm an alpha male, anybody who's an alpha male never has to say he's an alpha male.
No.
Never. My father, very much so an alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard my father talk like that.
No.
Ever. Ever. I mean, your father, very much so an alpha male.
Very much so.
I've never heard him have to say that. Like, no. His dominance is apparent when he walks in a room.
Yes.
Presence is like, when you're an alpha male, your presence is already felt.
Yeah.
Like, we know what time. When you talk, it's felt.
Yeah.
People don't have, they're not scared of you, they respect you. Women respect you. Men respect you equally. But if you're around here barking about being an alpha male all the time, listen here, puppy child, you need to settle down and you need to stop it. Weirdos, just weird. That's a red flag right there. As soon as I hear you ain't even gotta say the rest of alpha.
Yeah.
Bye. You're done here. You're done.
Yeah, but it's like you said, like, they, men are wired to want respect.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, like the Bible talks about, you know, the wife is going to respect her husband.
Right.
Husband going to love her wife, his wife, but the wife is going to respect her husband. And when you want something so bad, you know, you'll just create any narrative possible to get it, you know, thinking that, you know, you're owed something simply for being born a specific gender.
Yeah, with a penis.
Yeah. And it's just like, no.
It's no,
not it, buddy. It's not it. And,
but then it goes back to the whole idea of you're not owed respect. You're not owed. Nobody owes you anything. But like you said, the Bible does speak of that. And the Bible does speak of all of these things, various situations through and through and through and through. You see that all the time. Men ran this, men ran that, men were the priests, men, women were not in those positions. That's okay. We get it. But at the same time, the Bible makes it very clear the position a man is supposed to be in order to receive said respect.
Yeah.
Like, you have to love and cherish your wife.
Yeah.
You all aren't doing that. Why do you feel respect when you're not respecting or loving and cherishing your wife?
That's it.
Says, you know, that the husband is supposed to seek out his own wife and bear children only with her. But some of you all are too busy seeking out just, okay, I like, this is this whole analogy that's going on now with the master lock and the key scenario you weirdos keep giving. Every lock only, oh, I have one key. But if you're a master lock, you can open all keys, whatever. But the issue with that is, though, if you all are sleeping with, like you say you are, then if we're the locks and we're only supposed to be with one key, then we shouldn't be sleeping with you.
All right.
That's weird. We shouldn't be sleeping with you if we only have one key to go in the lock. So sometimes the things you all are saying is just giving weird, and your misogyny is not even sound. It's not even mathing right. Like, stuff you there, it's not even adding up to the correct. It's just not even, some of the things that are being said just are sound crazy, and it's a red flag. Like, if that is the things that you are thinking and promoting, then it's automatically a red flag. Flag on the play for me.
Yeah.
No good. And why it's even worse is in the aspect of church or Christianity, is because as Christians, we should not be prescribing to the world's ideologies.
Yeah.
And male, not trying to be mean, but you all should not be taking everything that the likes of Kevin Samuels is saying and making it the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I don't have, like I've said in, you know, another podcast, I don't have a problem with him, because I feel like he is telling you for a certain type of male. Okay. We all have our choices, whatever. If that's, you want a high value man, that's a choice you want. Okay, that's fine. But as Christian men, I feel that, and Christian women, I feel that we should not be taking these ideologies and then trying to make them gospel and trying to apply them to our Christian lifestyle. We go by the Bible. What the Bible tells us to be as women and as men of God is what we should be. And that's it. Nothing else.
Period.
Mm. Since you said period, that just makes me, you know, I don't have a problem with city girls. I like them. They're okay. They're okay. But the thing is, if you hear her sing, city girls are up, red flag. Nope. City girls are up is a red flag, babe.
Oh my gosh. I
had to call us out too. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Because honestly, females be red flagging all over the land.
Yeah.
Oh, all over the land.
That's true.
One that kind of came to my attention. I was watching this video of a interview at, I think it was a Hello Nicole event or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady asks the guy, like, why do men always circle back? And you know, I've experienced that, you know, in my time, of men circling back. And the guy was just like, you know, they really don't have any interest. They're really just trying to see if they still have a place there. It's an ego boost. It's not about you. It's not about the love they have for you. It's the fact that they want to feel like they still have a place there in your heart. They could come back, and they know that just by one text, how you respond to one text message.
No, it reminds me of a dog when it pees somewhere and it circles to see if it still has its territory.
And it don't matter how many times you spray Resolve on that spot,
unless another animal pees on it.
Yeah. That heifer gonna keep on coming. Sorry, guys. I say heifer sometimes a lot. If it just don't make any sense.
Zero.
It's just like, that is a red flag in itself. Like,
true.
And I've done this. Like, we have to stop giving people chance after chance. After chance, you know, because they keep coming back, like there's right. something that, yes, that's a red flag on their end, but it's also a red flag on your end. True. Like, you need to evaluate what's in you that keeps accepting what has already proven itself to be not for you. You know, like, what's in you that need to be set aside and put on the altar to God, because honey, if you keep accepting the red flag, you are in yourself a red flag, and you don't need to be dating nobody either.
No, never like that. You know, when their guys were done or whatever, they moved on. It's like, what? How y'all ghosting? Okay, that's all right. I'm okay. You know, myself up. I'm okay. And then the thing is, they always, that's funny, they always come back. But because of the person I am, never let them see me sweat. So, no, I'm okay. I'm good. No. And then, when I got married, tell you what?
Out the woodworks.
I'm like, what? I stopped talking to you, Talisha.
Talisha.
Yeah. AP. Yeah, they were literally like, okay? When Elsa was in the hair, that's a what? Where's that coming from?
Ooh, girl. That is funny.
Shout out to all of those young men. May the Lord bless you real good. We love you. But, you know, that's so true. And I think that women do it too, though. It's like, we like to reach out to see if you still got it. Like, you know, I just reached out, you know, let me see, okay, I still got it. But my thing is this, like, at the end of the day, you can still have it and that's cute or whatever, but that means, once again, that is something like in you that you have to go out and keep seeking validation from people to figure out if you still have it or not.
Yeah.
Like, if you're married, the only person you need to have it with is your spouse.
Yeah.
Like, let that other stuff go. Like, and if you are in a committed relationship, the only person you need to have it is in the committed relationship. Like, sometimes we spend time still trying to see if we got it and validate, and then we get wrapped up in the foolishness, and then we love to be like, but I didn't even really care about them.
Forsaking all others.
Y'all don't want to hear the word, though. Anywho, this one gets on my nerves, too. It makes my neck itch, you know. What do you bring to the table? Red flag. Soon as I hear that, soon as you hear that, you need to pack it up and go. Because why? Sir, this is not an interview. Who are you? A board of directors? Get out of here. What am I bringing to this company? Not me. Bye. because this is not a job interview. Yeah. Some of you are just weird in your questioning, and I don't know why men start asking that. And then on the other side of it, women start saying, well, I am the table. I brought the table. And no, you are trying to prove yourself too hard. No, let that go. Okay, if you asked me out, you obviously should have saw something in me in which you wanted to pursue me. So why am I trying to now prove to you what I'm bringing to the table? You came to me.
Exactly.
To me. So stand 10 toes down and remind him, I didn't chase you, you chased me. So there's your table. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we're not playing that game. And then on top of that, oh, well, can you, especially depending on when you all are like talking or where you are in your timeline, mm-hmm. oh, do you cook? Do you clean? Am I about to be hired to be a maid? What am I doing? Is this a job interview to be a maid? A housekeeper?
Do you cook? Do you clean?
Do you build houses? Can you fix the sink? If it's down, do you know how to change the oil in the car? Can you change the windshield wipers on the car? Like, can you do anything to the car? Other than put gas in it, then you shouldn't be asking me, can I do anything?
I'm telling you.
Like, no, we're not playing that game. Those are red flags. Asking unnecessary questions that are trying to get you to prove yourself. Yeah. And that's not what relationships are about. If you're trying a relationship off already trying to prove yourself to someone, that's not how that works. Like when you guys are in a relationship, you're relating. That's literally what the word is based on. You're relating, you're talking, you're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You're not trying to prove yourself. So if the person that you are getting to know at the beginning is asking questions of proving, like you got to prove yourself, those are all red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Because then you know what? They're looking for a certain standard that they want you to be. And when you don't achieve that standard anymore, then what do? Well, she's no longer useful to me. So goodbye.
Yeah.
Or he's no longer useful to me. Goodbye. But when you're in a relationship, you're like, okay, I may not like this about them, but it's not a deal breaker on whether I want to be with them or not.
Yeah.
That's what a relationship does. You guys are dating weird. You're dating very weird.
So.
And wrong. Weird and wrong. And then you love to get on social media and holler about, nobody wants me, I'm single, and da 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 da, because of whatever else you're gonna made up in your head. Because some of you are just weird, and some of you don't want to date you because you're weird.
Yeah.
Letting people hell for what? For your low IQ?
Emotional intelligence.
Can't read? In your mama closet? In her basement? They had to change the garage into a room for you.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. But when this is a red flag right here. When they tell you, I'm an entrepreneur. Red flag. You want to know why? Because if you don't have a regular day job, like I can get it, you have a day job and then you're an entrepreneur and you're building your business. Mm-hmm. You have something to show for it. But if you're literally like, I'm an entrepreneur, and then you ask that person, oh, well, what else are like, oh, so you're an entrepreneur. Where's your job? Where's your business? What's your LLC? Do you have one? Do you have a website? Do you have Instagram? Do you have a business card? Like, if you can't answer any of those things, red flag.
Do you have any money coming in?
What's your annual revenue right now?
Because, honey. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Because that's the crazy thing. People will pay for a website. They'll pay for that card. They'll get an Instagram page up and be posting terrible posts. But they still ain't making no money.
No money.
Because their heart is really not in it. They have just jumped on the bandwagon because there was a season where everybody and their granddaddy wanted to be an entrepreneur. And everybody was out here doing it and taking all these classes and carrying on for no good reason, thinking that they was going to, you know, jump on this get rich quick thing. You know, people really feel like entrepreneurship is just their avenue to get rich quick. You know, everybody want to post a masterclass and a webinar and think they finna, you know, rob people of money, $97, you know, $397, you know, whatever the price may be. And it's like, but you don't have any substance.
None.
What you're offering people is not giving anybody any value. No. And it is just like, okay, that one thing might have been successful, but is it sustainable? Have you been in the game for a while?
Very true.
Because these days everybody is hopping in and out, and they hopping from one topic to the next. You know, one second they selling hair, the next second they selling eyelashes and press-ons. And the next day have a master class on how to teach you how to run a business to sell hair and nails and press-ons.
Ooh, and Instagram boutique with them clothes that you getting from Shein. Get out of here. You're caught. You're busted.
Enough is enough. So, enough. Like, you absolutely right about that. It's just like, if you're an entrepreneur, that's great. I'm glad for it. I hope you have the spirit for it. I hope you have longevity for it, because it ain't no game, for one. And two, I hope you got some income coming in your house, because I ain't finna get in a relationship with you to take care of you.
That's really what some people be wanting.
And I've done it.
Men and women.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody had eyelashes one season. Now everybody got pressed on nails this season. But anyways, like, no.
Support me. I'm struggling in my business. I'm trying to get things up and running. Blah, 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 blah.
I need your business plan. Show me your business plan.
Seriously.
I need to see it. And then some of y'all were out here filing for them PPP loans. And you're lying to the government. To the IRS. Ooh. Anywho.
But that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. You know, we're gonna so, you know, got a couple more for you all, and then I'm gonna get out your hair. Talking about people with entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. The next thing is, like, the flip side of that are people in church. As soon as he says, I'm an elder, I'm a care, I am the director of the MD department of the organization. And they are saying these things like it's literally their personality. Stop. That's a red flag. Like, oh, I can't do that because I'm an elder. Oh, I can't do that because I'm a pastor. Oh, I don't go there because I am the MD. We can't go eat there. I'm the head usher. What? Some of you are literally using your little piece of position. Ooh, I saw this on TikTok, and it has not gave me a day's peace since I saw it. Somebody said in the comment section, you want to know where you can go find all the narcissists? A church. I said, oh, I'm hurt, but intrigued. I think you're onto something here. Yeah, because give somebody a mic. And let two people say amen. Oh, they get in the church next week. Goodbye. No word. No, never seen them read their Bible. Never. Send your message off of YouTube. You're caught. Yeah, I'm on YouTube too. I watch those as well. Stop stealing messages.
Oh, tell the truth and shame the devil, I tell you.
They're out here, if you're wearing your position in church, like it's your personality, like outside of that, you're nothing. That's a red flag.
Honey, tell me about it. I got a position. You didn't know. don't want nobody to know. Why? If your life ain't speaking for you, your position ain't gonna do you no good.
Amen. I like that one, friend.
That one. Boy. Ooh, people just cut up for no good reason. But that's the thing, though. They are a red flag, so they can attract other red flags. Mm. They know that that kind of stuff is going to attract a certain type of woman who wants to be.
That's true.
In the, ooh, they want to be in the mix.
In the front. Mm. With my.
Yes, honey. They want to be cute. They want to be up there cute in the way and out of the way of holiness. But that's neither here nor there either. they are a red flag attracting other red flags, and they are so intentional about it, and it don't make no sense.
They're calling themselves power couples with no power.
I have never seen so many church pages that feature more of their pastor and his first lady than they do like what the actual church does.
Boy, them flyers is wearing me out.
Honey, it's more of you range. See him? You see him?
Come on that pick. Ooh, baby.
You know, we get it. You're the pastor, you know, you are the minister, you're the this, the that, but what's the church doing? Y'all outreaching, y'all saving souls. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You reaching the lost? Mm-hmm.
Only two members there.
Tell me about it. Come on now. Like, enough. Enough. It's not about you.
Not. It's not.
But that's what we be hopping in these relationships, and you so right. They love to be called a power couple. They love to hashtag relationship goals in their own comments.
Right. Weird.
Carry on. Weird.
You know who is a power couple? Because I love this. I love this. I posted it on my timeline on my Instagram. If you were following me, you would have saw it. Those who follow me, if you're not following me, amen. And I posted about Pastor Hannah and his wife praying about marriage for this year. They did like a whole week on praying for different things. And I say, you know what? I really appreciate this in a couple that is out front who is promoting marriage. And not only, but the sustainability of marriage, that we need to pray. And then he was very, him and his wife both were praying. Mm-hmm. They were very intentional what they were saying. And then they were saying, you need to, like, wives, lay your hands on your husband. Husband, hug your wife and embrace while you're praying. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's the type of promotion we need to be having for marriage and married couples. Mm-hmm. That's green flag right there. We mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
We sick, like you said, we sick of seeing y'all on your pages, and y'all ain't got nothing to show for it. And we get, so now some of you churches, you do have nice, like I said, Pastor Hannah and his wife. His wife is a nurse. So she is out here on the front line helping people during this COVID time. And then he took her on a trip. I think they went to Italy. I absolutely love that. That's the type of stuff I want to see. Not that you just, I am happy that you are in church doing your thing and pulling down strongholds and praying. But I also like to see when you are outside of church, loving your wife like God said you should be, because there's a lot of that going on too. Yeah. Like people, like you, they're just getting together to have the appearance of whatever they, you know, because in church, we do glamorize being married, especially married in position. Everybody wants to get married because as a Christian, we are taught to do that. But we're not teaching it in the right way.
Because they're burning. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some of them not even burning for each other. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. That some of y'all are what I said earlier. Yeah. And they just get caught. Mm-hmm. Get caught. That's, we're going to save that though for our sex talk, because I'm going to call some of this stuff out. Yeah. I'm calling it out in the Holy Spirit. But anyways, so I just, those are things that, you know, you need to shy away from. Like, if you don't have a personality outside of your position, or the person you're trying to be with doesn't have a personality outside of the position, or if you are finding yourselves only being attracted to people in position, needs to be some reevaluation going on here. Yeah. And that's so, like, some of us, I feel, are literally groomed to be pastors' wives.
Yeah.
Some of us are groomed for that.
Yeah.
And because, you know, your mom, your grandma was a pastor's wife, your mom was a pastor's wife. So they groom you to be a pastor's wife. Yeah. But sometimes that's not what God even wants you to be. He don't want you to be a pastor. But sometimes he wants you to be the pastor.
Hello.
Straight up.
Talisha.
No, that's not me. Anyway, so, you know, I'm just going to glaze over that.
No glaze. But, you know, that's why I like PJ Morton, because, you know, they, you know, the Saints wanted him to follow in his father's footsteps. And, you know, they want him to come on up through the ranks and be the next bishop. But PJ was like, no. I got another plan for me. I am not my father. I love him. I have certain characteristics from him, but that is not me. And that's not the vibe we're going for. Let me show y'all what the vibe is. You know,
and that's all grown folks music.
Hello. He's doing it. And and that's the thing, like, we have these desires for, you know, ourselves, and you know, our families have these desires for us to be in these certain type of relationships and present this certain image. But, you know, ultimately God can have a totally different plan for you. And we have to stop being so ingrained, or, you know, just engrossed in what we want, that we do not allow opportunity to accept what God is wanting to give us.
Right.
And, oh my God, enough is enough. I'm sick of all y'all.
Me too.
Every last one.
If you all didn't get that in the first season from me, can't tell you what you've been missing. Boy. But yeah. And that just goes back to literally all of this needs to just, we need to go back to the basics. I'm gonna say it every podcast until y'all get it. The basics of discipleship, really just getting in the Word of God and letting him speak to us. And I'm not saying don't go to church. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, but it's the time for us now to really rise up as a people with actual true strong relationships with Christ. No more of us being a whole red flag as a body, because we're walking red flags as a body right now, because we have all of this this rhetoric, and we have all these, this, we can do church very well, and we got all of that. We got all of that. We have all of that, but we have nothing to show for it. We don't get in our word. We have no substance. We're not strong in our faith. We're just strong in going to church. That's it. We're strong in, you know, looking good in church.
That's it.
But soul is a mess. Heart is a mess. Go, like, Christians go to the restaurant, and every waiter and waitress I've ever talked to said they hate Sundays because that's the worst day to be there, because ain't nothing worse than church people going out to eat. That's a red flag in itself. If you are a person who's going out to eat and you don't treat those waiters or waitresses pleasantly, you need to stop. Get it together. If you gonna have an attitude the whole time and tell them people take your food back out, eat at home. Cook your own food.
Yeah.
Stop giving them people a hard time. But it's time now, especially where we are in Christ, that we really just need to bring our focus back to him. Him and him alone. Yeah. We need to get back in the word and his word alone. And we need to stop subscribing to every YouTube channel to get a fix on what, you know, God is saying, but you're trying to get it on people post who are not even Christian. You're subscribed to every Instagram out there and liking every picture, and we see you when you like it. And it's not giving godly.
I mean, I think when because we've talked a lot about different things that are red mm-hmm. flags, but ultimately if they do not exude the characteristics of God, if they are not bearing the fruits of the Spirit, that Amen. In itself is the ultimate red flag.
Mm-hmm.
You That's can be it. As narcissistic as all get out, it's a red flag. You can be nasty and disrespectful, it's a red flag. All these things are characteristics of people who do not carry the Spirit of God on the inside of them, who are not bearing fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit at that. They got a spirit. It ain't holy. So ultimately, like, you know, we can talk about it and the world gonna talk about red flags till the end of time. But ultimately, the greenest flag is, do they love the Lord? Are they answering the call that they've been called according to his purpose? Do they show forth any fruit of the Spirit? Do they have love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness? What's the other ones? I don't know. I know them, but I don't know them.
The word. Are they in the word? Because a lot of y'all, I have realized, don't read the Bible.
No.
Y'all ain't got no word in you.
And do you have common decency? My mm-hmm. God, it amazes mm-hmm. me how many people are just not even decent.
No, mm-mm. Not even a decent human being.
Like, it just don't make no sense. Like, you're selfish. You're just out for yourself. I mm-hmm. hate to see it, but I see it all the time, and it's very annoying.
The deadly sin.
Very much so.
But if you were in the word, you would know that. Huh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I gotta stop calling people trash on this podcast. But it just be coming out.
If you're offended, then change. If you're not offended, then we're not talking about you. And then we love to quote all the scriptures that make us look good and feel good. But we need to read the Bible for all that it is, because there is correction in there. Mm-hmm. And the Bible speaks of that. Those who he loves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're, you know,
they're living off self-help gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. So if any of these red flags we have given have pricked your heart, and especially this last part that CJ has so eloquently put, if you have not, you're not bearing the fruit straight up, that's the ultimate red flag right there. If you have nothing in your life to show forth that you are a follower, not just the believer, but you are a follower of Christ, then that's where you need to start in. Just start there. Start this. And some of you need, I hope after this podcast, you do a reset. You do a reset and do some self-evaluation. Hey, you know, what am I doing? What am I not doing? Am I being pleasing to God? Is my life being pleasing? Am I showing forth his light? Am I compelling men? Am I lifting him up for yeah. him to do the drawing? What am I doing? If you can't answer any of those questions, and if you're giving excuses, because we love to give those excuses. Well, I'm busy. I'm tired. Well, I'm trying to go to school. Mm-hmm. Yep. God made a way for you to even be in school. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always at work. God gave you that job. We get so caught up in our own lives that we forget ultimately that if we have no life with Jesus, then your life is nothing at all. You are literally just in the rat race, it's going to and fro, fading in the wind. Mm. Your life is literally vapor, and you're gonna be here and gone, and you will have nothing to show for it as far as living for him. So, and then sometimes it's our relationships. It's just how we treat people in relationships, like you said, mm-hmm. just deep. In relationships, if some of these red flags, like I mentioned, have you're like, wait, I think that may be me, then you're basically not being a decent human to someone that you're proclaiming to have an interest in. So, yeah. Man, I think this is good. This was great. I hope you all got something from it. And if you have any red flags, please drop them below. Yeah. If you have any green flags, I want to know those too.
Write them up.
Yeah, we want to know green flags. We want to know some things that you guys have experienced or maybe are experiencing that are making you happy and that are making God smile.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good stuff. They can find us on Instagram at Coffee and Jesus Pod, on YouTube at Coffee and Jesus Pod, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify at Coffee and Jesus. And please rate, review, comment, and subscribe to all the things. We love you so much, and thank you so much for listening to us and joining in on the conversation. Thank y'all for, you know, sending us DMs and things of that nature to help add, you know, to the party that we are having with each other. And we just love you guys so much. We thank you.